As high in a meadow was walking some 2 or 3 weeks ago, as I heard 2 lovers a-talking and trampling to and fro. The female, her name was Betty, her dearly beloved was John, and both of them wondrous pretty, I'll tell you the rest anon. These lovers were both combined in mutual bonds of love, but John was straitly enjoined a little while to remove. From her he did love above all things, his fervent desire was such. He now doth intend to do tall things by engaging against the Dutch. 'Twas Betty that first complained, "Oh, why will you use me so? As soon as affection is gained, so speedily can you go and leave me in pining sorrow, distressed upon the shore. If you do depart tomorrow, I never shall see thee more." "My dear," quoth John, "be not daunted," and smilingly looked upon her. "My service it cannot be wanted, I'll bring thee both wealth and honour. I cannot now well support thee and live like other men, but with gold and silver I will court thee when I come ashore again." Quoth Betty, "Some other way study to live with me here on shore. The battle will be very bloody when all the great guns do roar. Thou'lt either be drowning or burning in crimson waves of gore, whilst I sit here in mourning and never shall see thee more." Quoth John, "Prithee leave thy dreaming and be an obedient wife. I scorn that a butterbox flimming should vapour away my life. The Duke of York ventures his life to with all his royalty. He's a prince that doth love his wife too, I warrant, as well as I. Good princes are great examples for loyal hearts to follow. He that on authority tramples, I wish the sea may swallow. The Dutchman was ever a traitor against their sovereign. We will make it cost him hot water ere I come ashore again. We'll beat the Belgic boobies and gain their guinea gold. I'll bring thee home pearls and rubies, as many as my ship will hold. I'll make my Betty shine splendid with treasuries of the main, and royally be attended when I come ashore again." Then Betty with a whimpering face returned these words again: "I'll put me on a masculine case and pass for one of your men. I'll swear, if you'll believe me, I'll fear no wind or weather. For I know it never will grieve me if both of us die together. My dear, I prithee leave pleading, thou shalt not to sea with me. For I can tell by my reading, it will not convenient be. Thou rather will hurt and hinder me when we begin the fray. When Cleopatra put to sea, Mark Antony lost the day. My very soul persuages we shall be he victorious men, and cut out work for stages when we return again. Quoth she, I'll daily pray for thee and every power implore. I'll fight, quoth he, oh, then quoth she, I never shall see thee more. John said he this kiss a farewell, gives my time is drawing on. He needs must go whom on earth drives, but quoth she, adieu, sweet John. John quoth he, I'll make thee a lady bright, I prithee then dry thine eye. There's many a wight is made a knight, as little deserves as I. Thus sad and heavy-hearted, their kisses washed with tears. These faithful lovers parted, no case so sad as theirs. Before they came to the marriage bed, so woefully is this ditty. Ere she had lost her maiden head, alack, the more's the pity.